Hi, Rex Lashford here with a really quickie edition of Day Page for Sunday, July 14th, 2013. And we're still experiencing the aftermath of the Zimmerman trial. And without expressing an opinion on it in particular, one of the points that I'd like to get across, and this is going out to the Facebookosphere and the blogosphere and the podcastosphere, the point that I'd like to get out is that it doesn't really indicate a full understanding of the judicial system when people start protesting the outcomes of trials. I mean, the whole point of trials is to get a little bit of the control over who's guilty out of the hands of the government. We don't want that. We want it in the hands of not one person, but several people. In the case of trials, it's in the hands of 12 people. And the outcomes of juries, like in this case, are not always final. There's always the possibility of appeal. And it's kind of one thing to jump up and down and wave your hands and carry on and go, rrr, 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 rrr. But, you know, we have to let the jury system and the trial system do its thing unless it's really obvious that that system is being unfair. In this case, it's the jury that made the decision clearly. They were interpreting the law. So the people who are protesting should remember that protesting isn't going to do a whole lot the way the system works. What they need to do is go out and vote. And in order to do that, they need to register first. And I'll just warrant that a lot of the people protesting are not registered to vote and probably haven't voted recently if they are. So that's my point for today. People aren't willing to spill blood to change the system yet. I'm afraid that it's going to come to that one day, but until it does, the way to change the system is from within, and that's to register and vote. In this case, voting against guys that support the laws that led the jury to make its decision based on its interpretation of those laws. So, just to stay real about this, we're going to listen first to George Zimmerman's 911 call right before the incident occurred, the shooting occurred, and then we're going to hear a 911 call, someone, a neighbor, calling for help, hearing the screaming and the gunshot. We'll hear that unedited.
Sanford Police Department, line's being recorded, Sean.
Hey, we've had some break-ins in my neighborhood, and there's a real suspicious guy. It's Retrieview Circle. The best address I can give you is 111 Retrieview Circle. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around looking about.
Okay, and this guy, is he white, black, or Hispanic?
He looks black.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah, a dark hoodie, like a gray hoodie, and either jeans or sweatpants and white tennis shoes. He's here now. He was just staring.
Oh, he's just walking around the area?
At all the houses.
Okay.
Now he's just staring at me.
Okay, and he said it's 1111 Retrieview or 111?
That's the clubhouse.
Do you know what he's near the clubhouse right now?
Yeah, now he's coming towards me.
Okay.
He's got his hand in his waistband. And he's a black male.
Okay. How old would you say he looks?
He's got a button on his shirt. Late teens.
Late teens, okay.
Mm-hmm. Something's wrong with him. Yeah. He's coming to check me out. He's got something in his hands. I don't know what his deal is.
Okay, just let me know if he does anything, okay?
Officer over here.
Yeah, we got him on the way. Just let me know if this guy does anything else.
Okay. These assholes, they always get away. Yeah. When you come to the clubhouse, you come straight in and make a left. Actually, you would go past the clubhouse.
Okay, so it's on the left-hand side from the clubhouse?
No, you go in straight through the entrance, and then you make a left. You go straight in, don't turn and make a left. Shit, he's running.
He's running? Which way is he running?
Down towards the other entrance of the neighborhood.
Okay, which entrance is that he's heading towards?
The back entrance.
Are you following him?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't need you to do that.
Okay.
sir. What is your name?
George. He ran.
All right, George, what's your last name?
Zimmerman.
And George, what's the phone number you're calling from?
407-435-2400.
All right, George, we do have him on the way. Do you want to meet with the officer when they get out there?
Yeah.
All right, where are you going to meet with them at?
If they come in through the gate, tell them to go straight past the clubhouse and make a left, and then they go past the mailboxes. You'll see my truck.
Okay, what address are you parked in front of?
I don't know. It's a cut through, so I don't know the address.
Okay, do you live in the area?
Yeah.
What's your apartment number?
It's a home. It's 1950. Oh, crap. I don't want to give it all out. I don't know where this kid is.
Okay, do you want to just be with him right near the mailboxes then?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, George, I'll let him know to meet you with you out there.
Actually,
okay?
could you have him call me and I'll tell him where I'm at?
Okay, yeah, that's no problem.
You need my number or you got it?
Yeah, I got it. It's 407-435-2400.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, no problem. I'll let him know to call you when they're in the area.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Do you need police, fire, medical?
Maybe both. I'm not sure. There's just someone screaming outside.
Hey, what's the address that they're near?
10.
Okay. And is it a male or female?
It sounds like a male.
And you don't know why?
I don't know why. I think they're yelling help, but I don't know. Just send someone quick. Say, stop.
Does he look hurt to you?
I can't see him. I don't want to go out there. I don't know what's going on. So they're sending.
So you think he's yelling help?
Yes.
All right. What is your phone number?
There's gunshots.
You just heard gunshots?
Yes.
How many?
This one. Jerry, get down. No, come here.
Is he no longer yelling?
I don't know. Jeremy, get in here now. Jeremy, get up here.
All right, is he right outside?
Yeah, pretty much out the back, yeah.
Is he in front of it or behind that address?
He's behind my house.
Okay.
Just stay away from the windows.
I don't hear him yelling anymore. Do you hear anything?
No, I don't, because I'm hiding upstairs. There was a gunshot right outside our house. You've obviously sent someone already, right?
Yes, it's in dispatch. What's your name and phone number?
My name is... My phone number is...
How do you spell your last name? Okay. Right, do you hear any vehicles leaving or anyone else? Do you hear anything right
now? There's people yelling out there, but I don't want to go down there, so.
Okay, multiple people are yelling now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we do have officers on the way. Just call us back if you do hear or see anything else suspicious, like any vehicles leaving or anything like that, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
And there you have it. That's Day Page, quickie one for Sunday, July 14th, 2013. I'm Rex Latchford, and I'll see you tomorrow for another Day Page.